It's state track week, Coach, Friday and Saturday. I know the forecast for Omaha is calling for to be soggy, but mild. But what could have been, looking back, I know you think about it every day, what could have been, huh?
Yeah, I do think about it every day. You know, we had a lot of potential this spring, I think. I think we would have been a really good team. We had a lot of quality guys back, and we had some young guys coming up that I just think that we would have had a very strong team again this spring. So that's what, you know, it's sad for the seniors mostly. You know, you hate to take that away from anybody, but, you know, it's what could have been. You know, we could have had a really nice spring.
Yeah, even despite losing a fantastic nucleus of kids, seniors from that Class B state runner-up team, you felt, despite losing all those points, you had a lot of kids in the field events and your running events that would have scored and scored well for you.
Yeah, you know, we would have scored quite a few points, I believe. You know, when you look at our vault, you know, we didn't have Joel last year for most of the season. We didn't have Landon last year for any of the season, you know, because of injuries. And that would have helped us greatly, you know, because they were really great vaulters. You know, Cam would have been healthy again this spring. So, you know, just those three individuals would have made a big difference for us.
And I know Omaha Burke's going to be a lonely place. I mean, I don't know if folks will want to go over there, just want to watch. And if they could sit in the stands, probably wouldn't be able to get in anyway. But, boy, that's going to be a sorry picture not to see anybody in the stands Friday and Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it'd be a sad day. It's been a long time since we haven't been there over this particular weekend. Maybe we'll just drive down for remembrance, you know. but probably won't make that trip, but you know, it'll be sad. It's a whole different ball game now, a whole different scenario of how things are going to look, I think.
We're now looking forward to the summer months, Coach, as you're getting ready for your cross-country kids then in the fall. And I know the governor came out with some new guidelines recently, and it sounds like here at the 1st of June, those kids, really in cross-country, kids can get out any time and run. That's kind of the beauty of that sport is, hey, get out and run and put your miles in, can't you?
Yeah, I told him I've sent him a few emails. You know, first off, let me say, I am certain that there are a few individuals that are out there that I have not made contact with, and or if they're thinking about going out for cross country, you know, they need to get a hold of me because really I am not allowed. I can't have any meetings with them. I can't bring them in. Can't do any of that stuff. So a lot of the things I'm doing presently are through what we call Remind, and then I'm also using Google Classroom, those kinds of things to keep in contact with the kids. So if there are individuals out there that I have not made contact with, you know, they need to let me know that. And they can call the school if they like. They can also email me. Email me would probably be the best way to get a hold of me. And my email is on McCook website, McCook Public Schools website. It's also my first initial, my last name, which is SUGHROUE, and then it's at McCookBison.org. If they want to get a hold of me, that would be great. As far as our summer activities presently, you know, I told them, I said, running might be their only normal that they can do presently. So I know a lot of kids are out putting on the miles already, which is a great thing for fall. I know they're, you know, we got to gear up and get ready for fall. Although it may look a little different than what we are accustomed to. But I know that a lot of kids are out running, and as of June 1, things do change a little bit. I'm not sure what that's going to look like for us. Right now, I am not going to start meeting with our kids yet because you can have one group of 10 outside, and now that is a one group for the whole school. So you can't have, like, one group off doing one thing somewhere. You can't have another group of 10 off somewhere else doing something. It's one group outside doing activity. So we got to be real cautious about that. Just some organizational things that we got to get straightened out.
I know, yeah, with some of these rules and guidelines, hopefully in due time as we get down the line, hopefully in the month of June or something like that, where that number will expand and that those kids can all run as a group. You've always had it kind of done that way, and you kind of like to keep it that way.
Yeah, I'd love to have it that way, you know, because the whole idea behind our summer runs is really is to get them together, you know, as a group. So, you know, they get accustomed to each other. They're used to being around each other and that kind of stuff. But right now we are limited on that. And so I'm going to wait a little bit on our getting together in the summer. We'll see. I used to wait clear until July years ago anyway. I changed that a few years back. We'll see. You know, July's not too far away. And, you know, I think that as long as they are out doing their running, I think we'll be okay. They have to be self-motivated anyway because, you know, during a cross-country race, we as coaches can't be right beside them the whole time or spectators. So they have to be a little bit intrinsically motivated. So this is helping them work on that aspect as well.
I know in our talks over the years, you always say, I will know if you've put the miles in over the summer. I will definitely know. It will show up. I can see you. So you're always encouraging your boys and girls, you got to put your miles in.
Yeah, they've got to get out the door. They've got to get out and do the running. They really do. Now, cross country is such a short season. It starts in August and then ends in October. So, you know, it rolls past quickly, and once we start hitting meets, it really rolls by fast. And if they come in and they're not in very good shape and they're not prepared to compete and run well, then their season could be not what they would like it to be. You know, if they're expecting themselves to go out and be successful and have great success and be in the top of the mix at most meets we go to, then they better be out pounding the pavement, so to say. If they're not and they have those same expectations, then may not happen. I've seen it happen where kids were successful that way, but not very many. So, you know, it's kind of like I always refer to building with Legos. The bigger the base you build, the higher you can make that tower. If you're going to try and build on one little square, it's going to be very susceptible to falling over.
Finally, I've got to ask, I think May 31st is the end of the turkey season. Have you bagged that bird yet?
Yes, Rich, I have bagged a bird. I was successful with that. So, you know, that task is off of my list.
You didn't wait till the last day? I am shocked. I'm stunned.
I did not wait till the last day. So, yep, I was successful. So, it's always a good time. Spring's one of my favorite time of year, you know, because we have track, of course, and then spring turkey season's always a good time. So find a few morel mushrooms, although this year I was not very successful at that. So,
well, I know it's been a lot different, a lot more time in your hands here in the springtime. That's been a lot different for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, very different. You know, I think I went through a lot of withdrawal as far as not having track. So, you know, it was really different. I just felt like I was spinning my wheels some days, you know, but very, very different. We've talked several times. You know, it's probably been, for me to not be involved with something with track, probably had to be when I was in junior high. So that's been a day or two ago. And this spring, of course, we had a little bit of track, but not quite what we're accustomed to. So big changes for all of us.